USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying on Capitol Hill. One of the topics of discussion was the Trump 2016 presidential campaign and how William Barr is trying to get down to the bottom of how the Russia investigation began.
He's trying to get a better understanding of the circumstances at the department and the FBI surrounding the initiation of this particular investigation. He and I have been in fairly close contact about it, and we're trying to work together to help him get the understanding that he needs.
First Lady Melania Trump is marking the first anniversary of her Be Best initiative.
It continues to have one goal, which is to educate children and parents about the issues they face.
Speaking at the White House, the First Lady says a fast-paced, ever-changing world can make children less prepared for the challenges ahead. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Trump administration has said they will increase tariffs on some $200 billion of Chinese goods, as well as impose new tariffs on all Chinese imports starting on Friday. Chinese trade officials are set to meet at the White House this week, Republican Congressman John Thune on those meetings.
I think what happened was they were starting to back away from some of the agreements they'd previously made, and the president and his team concluded that the only way to get their attention was to ratchet up the stakes, which they have done, and now China is coming to Washington this week to resume these negotiations. So in the end, they understand one thing, Bill, that's strength. I think the president realizes that to get this deal done, to get China to end some of the trade abuses that have been occurring, they've got to take a hard line, and that's what he's doing. And hopefully it'll have the desired effect.
Senate Republicans on Capitol Hill are saying case closed on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe. Meanwhile, the Democrats and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer say that's all wishful thinking, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
On Monday, President Trump awarded golfer Tiger Woods with the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Now, Mr. Woods is receiving some flack from some folks on the left for appearing at the White House with the president and even agreeing to accept the award. Some folks are even saying this will tarnish Tiger's legacy, to which counselor to the president Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News.
His legacy will now include the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest honor a civilian can receive. And it's been conferred by President Trump and other Trump and other presidents on a number of athletes. In fact, a couple of months ago, the president conferred it on 7 Americans, including Roger Staubach, former quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, who also has been a great charitable member, a civic-minded, generous benefactor in his community. Alan Page, who was a distinguished athlete, but also is an African-American judge in Minnesota, I believe.
And, so what about the backlash? Kellyanne,
listen, who cares? Honestly, respectfully, who cares what the Baltimore Sun has to say about Tiger Woods and the president in the Rose Garden yesterday? And here's why. They find negative and invective in even the grit and determination and overcoming injury and personal challenges.
And finally, back on this date in 1789, America's first inaugural ball is held in New York in honor of President George Washington. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.